Peace talks start today in Europe to end the violence between pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian forces in the eastern part of that country. At the table in Minsk are leaders from Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany. NPR's Corey Flintoff is in Moscow. And Corey, all these countries obviously have different agendas. What does Russia want?
Judging from what Russian officials have been saying in the last couple of days, we think it's something like this. There'd be some recognition of full autonomy for these self-proclaimed People's Republics in Donetsk and Luhansk. There'd be changes in Ukraine's constitution that would give all these provinces a lot more power. And that would accomplish two things that Russia really wants, namely keeping Ukraine out of NATO and probably out of the European Union. And Russia's foreign minister gave a hint today about something that Russia won't allow, and that's for the Ukrainians to regain control over their eastern border with Russia. Sergei Lavrov said that would allow the Ukrainians to cut the separatists off from Russian help, so that's something that's not going to happen.
And what about the Ukrainians? How much pressure are they under right now as they consider those demands from the Russians?
Well, they're under a great deal of pressure. There's a couple of things, a couple of immediate things are happening. One is that the Russian-backed forces have surrounded what are apparently thousands of Ukrainian troops in the town of Debaltseve. So unless those troops can somehow break out of this siege, they're virtually hostages right now. There's also a great deal of fighting around the port city of Mariupol. So, yeah, there's a lot of pressure on them to get a deal.
Well, and politically speaking, I can't imagine they would want to yield any more territory than they already have.
Exactly. They want to go back to the ceasefire line that was agreed on back in September before the Russian-backed militias started their latest offensive and gained a lot more territory. Also, the Ukrainians don't want to recognize the separatist leaders. The Ukrainian government says they're basically agents of Moscow who created these independent republics at Russia's behest.
Let's go into that a little bit more. The separatists are not at the table for these talks. And so bring us up to speed. Is Russia still denying that it has any involvement in eastern Ukraine? And in this case, are they essentially stand-ins for the separatists at this meeting?
That's hard to tell. But yes, officially, Russian officials continue to claim every day that Russian military involvement has never been proven. But, of course, there's a lot of compelling evidence, including photos and video that showed the latest Russian weaponry and well-trained crews in Ukraine. I am starting to notice that there have been subtle references in the Russian media to the Russian army being in Ukraine. So that may be a prelude to admitting that they've been there all along. Now, to what degree Russia will be negotiating on behalf of the separatists, we don't know.
And briefly, the Western agenda here. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been out front on this for days. French President François Hollande is also involved in these talks. Are they trying to give both sides at least part of what they want?
Well, splitting the difference would imply that both sides have equal legal rights here, and the United States has said in effect that that's not true. But as a practical matter, the Western governments have all said they want a ceasefire, they want the heavy weapons pulled back, and they want a structure where there can be more negotiations to settle the status of these eastern regions. So I think that means accepting a place at the table for the separatists.
NPR's Corey Flintoff in Moscow. Corey, thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.